F-H-E. Come listen to a prophet's voice. Prayer. We each face worries, sorrows, and hard choices, but we do not face them alone. The wisest and strongest being in the universe has offered to counsel and comfort us at any hour of the day or night. Members of the First Presidency join all the prophets who ever lived in inviting us to pray. President Gordon B. Hinckley. There is a power greater than you who can help you. You never need be ashamed of praying. Get on your knees as the day starts. Get on your knees as the day closes, and offer prayer unto the Lord, and ask Him to bless you in dealing with your problems, to bless you in your schooling, bless you in all you do, and remember before Him those who are less fortunate than you, others who are in trouble and need and desire His blessings. Be prayerful. There is something wonderful. There is something noble. There is something upstanding and good about an individual who prays. Don't forget to pray. Ensign, June 2000, page 19. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. When our oldest son was about 3, he would kneel with his mother and me in our evening prayer. I was serving as the bishop of the ward at the time, and a lovely lady in the ward, Margaret Lister, lay perilously ill with cancer. Each night, we would pray for Sister Lister. One evening, our tiny son offered the prayer and confused the words of the prayer with a story from a nursery book. He began, "Heavenly Father, please bless Sister Lister, Henny Penny, Chicken Licken, Turkey Lurkey, and all the little folks." We held back the smiles that evening. Later, we were humbled as Margaret Lister sustained a complete recovery. We do not belittle the prayer of a child. After all, our children have more recently been with our Heavenly Father than have we. Ensign, October 1999, page 2. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. A fervent, sincere prayer is a two-way communication that will do much to bring the Spirit flowing like healing water to help with the trials, hardships, aches, and pains we all face. As we pray, we should think of our Heavenly Father as being close by, full of knowledge, understanding, love, and compassion, the essence of power, and having great expectations of each of us. Ensign, January 1999, page 2. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice. F-H-E.